Today's Amud is Ma'ikatan Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Ein Ma'ilicha in the Beis Ha'evel, Loi B'tavla, V'loi B'skutla, V'loi B'kanoin. That when a person brings food to the Avelim during Shiva, so they're not supposed to bring it in a fancy dish, not on a tavla, on a platter, not in a iskutla, which is a large bowl, not in a kanoin, which is a funnel. I guess that's a fancy dish. Elabis alum, it has to be brought in baskets. Ve'in oimer birkas avelim b'mayed. When it comes to ilchas chalamayed, when it coincides with avelus, so we don't say birkas avelim, avol oim de beshura u'menachemen. But we do stand in the rows when the avol walks through after the kvura, and we do nichum avelim, u'paitren as arabim, and then everybody leaves. Ein manichen as amita barachayv, meaning there's no hesped, we don't leave the bed. We don't leave the mita that's carrying the mace on the street. Shalila hargal as a hesped, and the reason for that is because then people might end up giving us spadim, which we don't do on chalamayit, and therefore we don't leave the mita on the street. Again, this is only when the avelus is during chalamayit. V'loy shal nashim la'aylam ibnei akavid. When it comes to women, so then we never leave the mita out in the open, and that's because maybe she'll be a Zava or a Nida, and there'll be Dam coming out, and that'll be very embarrassing. So therefore, by women, we never leave the Mita out on the street. Now, says the Gemara Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, on this note of Mipnei HaKavod, so the Gemara brings many different Braises, which discuss things that they enacted by Avelus, Alts Kavod. So Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Berishayna Hayim Alichim Abesa Evel, originally, when it came to bringing food to the Besa Avel, so they would bring it, Ashirim, Beklasei Shel Kesef V'Shel Zav. Of course, you can only use baskets, but they would bring to the rich people in silver baskets and gold baskets, Va'aniyim, Besali Netzarim Shel Arava Klufa. Whereas by poor people, they would bring it in baskets that were made out of branches of peeled Aravais. V'hayu Aniyim is Baishim, and the poor people would get embarrassed. So Iskinushi Akol Meviyim Besali Netzarim Shel Arava Klufa. So they made a takana that everybody would get their food in these baskets that were made out of the branches of the Aravais. V'bnei Kvaidan Shel Aniyim, in order to protect the Kavaid of the Aniyim. In Tanu Rabbana, on a similar note, we learned in the Braisa, that Brishayna Hayu Mashkim V'Beis Ha'Evel, originally, when they would give drinks to the people, to the Avelim in the Beis Ha'Evel, so Ashirim B'Zchuchas Levana, rich people, they would use white glass, very fancy type of glass, Va'aniyim B'Zchuchas Savua, and poor people in colored glass, less fancy, Va'yu'aniyim B'Zbaishin, and again, Aniyim, they were embarrassed, so Eskinu Shiyakol Mashkim B'Zchuchas Savua, B'Nei Kvaidon Shal Aniyim, so they made a tekana that everybody would use the colored glass in order to protect the covering of the Aniyim. Berishayna originally, Hayu Megalim Pnei Ashirim, by the Levaya, interesting, they would actually uncover the face if the person who was Nifter was an Ashir, he was wealthy, so he looked nice and healthy. So they would uncover his face during the Levaya. Umechasin Pnei Aniyim, but by Aniyim, so they would cover his face, Pnei Shayu Mushcharim Pneyan Pnei Batsiras, because being that they went hungry, so their faces were blackened, they didn't look so healthy, so it was embarrassing, so they kept their faces covered. But because of that, v'hayu aniyim b'zbaishin, so poor people, they were embarrassed. They knew what's in store for them. That when by their levaya, that they're not going to get their face uncovered, and everyone's going to realize that it's going to be embarrassing. So hiskinu shu mechasim pnei akol, they made a takana, and now they cover everybody's faces. They don't reveal anyone's face. B'mnei kvudan shel aniyim, to protect the covet of the aniyim. Berishayna originally, you might see an ashirim b'dargash, they would take out wealthy people on a dargosh, on a fancy bed, va'aniyim b'klicha, and only poor people, they would get brought out on the regular classic mita that we take out mesim, that looks more like a ladder, so only aniyim would get brought out on those. Va'yu aniyim esvayishin, again, aniyim were embarrassed, t'skinu shiu akol maitzim b'klicha, b'nei kvayidan shal aniyim, until the minat takana, that everybody's going to go out on the standard mita that a mesim is taken out on, to protect the covenant of the aniyim. Originally, so they would put nice smelling spices underneath mesim who had intestinal diseases, because there was a bad smell. So they would put some spices there. However, those who had intestinal diseases, they were alive, so they were embarrassed. They knew what was in store for them. So miskinu shu manich and tachas hakol. So they made a takana that they would put this nice smelling besamim by all mesim, mibnei kvaidon shalchoy lemeayim chayim, to protect the kavod of those that have intestinal diseases. Berishoyda hayumat bilanas hakelim agabi nidois mesis. Originally, if there were kalim of anida who had was nifteris, so shar kalim or clothing were all tameh. So they would taivel it together when they would taivel the nida, when they would taivel the mace, they would taivel her clothing. But anidais when they were alive, so they were embarrassed, they knew what was in store. Heskinushu madbilun al gabe kol anashim, so then they made a takana that they would always taivel, they would taivel things that needed to be taiveled by all women, mibnei kvaidon shal nidais chayos, because of the covet of the living nidais. Berishayna originally madbilun al gabe zavin mesim. A similar thing, but they did it now with men, men who were zavin, men who died as a zav. So the zavim who were alive, they were mizbaish. Well, if he dies, it's going to be very public, it's going to be known, it's going to be embarrassing. Hiskinishu matbilun agabe yakom, imne kvaydin shal zavin chayim. So they decided to table things along with even men who died, also because of the kavod of zavin chayim. Berishayna originally, Haisaitza Sameis Kashala Krave of Yaiser Mimi Sasai. Incredible line. The Gemara says that originally the spending that a person, that the family, at least poor families in the Muki Yosef says, at least poor families, the amount of money that they had to spend by the Levaya, that was even like more difficult to them than the actual Misa of their relative. It was more difficult than the buying the plot and buying all the work that had to be done. That was more difficult than the Misa itself. Until it got to the point that the relatives, instead of dealing with their mace, they would just leave the mace in the field and they would run away. They couldn't bear to deal with it. They didn't have the money. Until Rabbi Gamliel went and he made a kalus reish even with himself. He said in his tzava that he wants to be taken down in tachrichim that were made out of flax, very cheap stuff. V'yatza b'klei pishtan. And that's taka what happened. He was taken down in clay pishtan. And that started a precedent that even if a person has more money, everybody followed after him, latzeis b'klei pishtan, that the tachrichim they used, instead of being fancy garments of clothing, whatever it was that they used to use, now they used very simple clay pishtan. I'm not sure what replacement there could be for a plot. You know, plots are expensive. I don't know what replacement there is for that, but at least for this, for the tachrichim, so he found a replacement to use pishtan. And Amar Papava inna nahog alma afilu bitzarda barzuza. Nowadays we do even cheaper stuff. We use canvas. We use afilu bitzarda, which is canvas barzuza, which only costs a zuz. We mentioned in the Mishnah, imanicha nesamita barachayv. In the Cholamayit, so we don't leave the mita in the street, because we don't want people to give a hespit. Now, Amar Rav Papa, that ain mayed mefnei tamin chacham. Now, when it comes to a tamin chacham who dies, so then there's no mayed, there's no Cholamayit, which means that we're allowed to give a hespit for a tamin chacham who dies, even if it's Cholamayit. V'kol shekein chanukah uparim. And all the more so, if it's Chanukah Purim, so then also we're allowed to give a hespit for a Talmud Chacham. It's a kol shekein because Chanukah Purim is more kal than Chol HaMoed, like you see from its halachos. Now, if you say Chol HaMoed is daraisa, so then it's very easy to understand that Chanukah Purim is only midrabanan, so that's for sure why it's more kal. Even if you hold that Chol HaMoed is derabanan, maybe because it has an asmachta, so we see Chol HaMoed is treated more chamer than Chanukah Purim. So if we'll be makel to give a hespit for a Talmud Chacham on Chol HaMoed, kol shekein on Chanukah and Purim. Now, says the Gemara, v'hani mili b'fanam, it's only if we're in front of the mace, if the mace is right there. So then we could give a hespit on these days. But if he's not there, if the mace is not there, stump to just speak about him somewhere else, in a different place, and it's Yom Tov, Chalamayit, or it's Chanukah Purim, so that no. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that really true? If the mace is not there, it's usher to give a hespit on these days. But Rav Kahana, safti l'Rav Zvin minaharda, b'fum nahara. Rav Kahana gave a hespit to Rav Zvid, who was from Naharda, and Rav Kahana did this in Pum Nahara, which is a different place. So you see, the mace wasn't befanav, and he gave a hespit on a rega. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papi, Yem Shemua Hava Ukefanav Dame. That was different. That was the day that Rav Kahana found out about the Patira, and since it was the Yema Shmua, it was the day he found out, it's as if the mace was in front of him, and therefore there was a heter to give a hespit. And Amar Ula says that hesped alev. Now, when we find the lashon of hesped, so hesped, besides being a speech, it's also an expression of a person hitting himself on his lave, on his chest. The chesed, like we see from the pasuk, al shadayim soifte. Tipuach, when we find the lashon of tipuach, like we had a beitzo, a metapchin, so tipuach is biyad, it means clapping hands. And kilos is like a mekalsin, that's beregel, that's using a person's foot and banging on the floor. And Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in the braisa that hamekales, one who wants to do this form of grievance and banging on the floor, hamekales, lo yikales besandal, ele beminal. You should make sure not to use a sandal, you should only use a real shoe, b'nei asakana, because to use a sandal, could be a sakana, Rashi says, it could turn upside down, and it could really break a person's leg. So therefore, you should be careful not to do it while wearing a sandal. And then Rabbi Yechonon said, and Avel, Kevon, Sheninano, Reishoi, when people are there to be Menachem, the Avel, as soon as the Avel starts, like, you know, motioning with his head, that, okay, it's time, you can get up, so Shuvei Menachem in Rishon, Leishoi Vatzalei. So then the Menachemim should get the hint, and they should get up and get out. And obviously, it's, he doesn't want them there anymore. It's going to be too much of a burden, so they shouldn't stay. They should leave. Everyone's chayav to stand up for a nasi. If a nasi walks into a room, he passes by. So everyone's chayav to stand up. Chutz me'avel v'chayla, except for an avel v'chayla, they're busy with their own tsar. So we don't obligate them in standing up for the nasi. They're all preoccupied. Rabbi Yechonon said, that lekol aimrim lehem shavu, to anybody, if he's standing and you want him to sit down, so there's nothing wrong, you could tell him shavu, sit down. Chutz me'avel v'chayla, in avel v'chayla, we never tell them shavu, we never tell them take a seat, because that has a bad connotation, that has a bad mashmais, it's mashmais almost we're telling them to sit and stay in avel, to stay a chayla, so we never tell an avel or a chayla the lashon of shavu to sit. And I'm Rav Yudam Arav, Avel, an avel on the yom rishon, on the first day of the avelis, it's also le'echo lecha mishalai. He's not allowed to eat his own bread. I mean, and what's the makar? I mean, he has to, other people give him food. And what's the makar for this halacha? I mean, the amr le rachmana le yecheskel, from that which Hashem told yecheskel, that yecheskel should not act like an avel. Ve'lecha manashim lo taichel. You should not eat other people's bread. So that's mashma, that ordinarily speaking, an avel is supposed to eat other people's bread. It says the Gemara that Rabbi and Rav Yosef they used to exchange shudas with each other when each one was an avel. When Rabbi was an avel, so Rav Yosef would make the shuda for Rabbi, and when Rav Yosef was an avel, so Rabbi would make the food for Rav Yosef. That mace beir, if there's a mace in the city, and this, as we'll see soon, is a halacha that we don't keep, and as we'll see in the Gemara why not. But Meis Be'ir, if there's a mace in the city, Kol B'nei Ha'ir Asurim Masiyas Malacha. So the entire city, the entire place is Asur to do Malacha. The entire city, they're not allowed to do Malacha. Now Rav Hamnuna Ikla Dreimta. Rav Hamnuna, the Gemara says, he one time visited the south, and Shama Kol Shipura Deshichva, and he heard the sound of the Shaifer announcing that someone had died. The olden day, now they do it with the cars and the loudspeakers in Eretz Yisrael. So they used to do it with the Shaifer. There was a Shaifer announcing that someone had died. So Chaza Hanach Inshe Deka Avdi Avidita, and he goes and he sees that there's some people that are doing work. And we just learned the Halacha, that when there's a maze be here, the whole city is asked to do Malacha. So Amar Luhu, so Rav Hamnuna says to them, that you're all in Nidoi. He put them all in Nidoi because they weren't listening to Chazal's instructions that when there's a meis beer, the whole city is not allowed to do malacha. And he said to them, don't you realize there's a meis in the town? Why are you doing malacha? So they explained to him that no, that chavurta ika b'masa, that we have a chevra kadisha in the town. Since there's a chevra kadisha in the town that they take care of the mace, so the halacha doesn't apply. The halacha is that when there's a mace beer, so everybody has to stop doing malacha because it's incumbent upon everyone to take care of the mace to make sure he gets the kvura. But when there's a chevra kadisha that they're assigned to take care of mesim, so then everybody else is allowed to do malacha. So that's what they explained to Rav Hamnuna. Now we have a chevra kadisha in town, and therefore this halacha doesn't apply. And Amar Lahu, he was masking, he said to them, Mihachi Shari Luhu, if so, then I undo your Nidoi, and you're out of Nidoi. And that's why, of course, this halacha is not kept. If there's a maize beer, we don't say the whole city is offered to do malacha, because there's a chevra kadisha. The chevra kadisha, they take responsibility for taking care of the maize. Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that kol miskasha al meiso yoisimidai, interesting halacha, it's somebody who, he goes too hard, he goes too intense over his mace, he cries too much. Al meis achir hu baicha. So says Rav, he's going to end up having to cry for another mace. By him crying too much over his mace, the punishment is that he's going to have to cry over another mace. And the Gemara says a story that he itza, Dava Bishavavuseid Rav Huna, there was a lady that lived in the neighborhood of Rav Huna, and Havalu Shiva B'nei, she had 7 children, 7 sons, Mace Chaminayu, one of them died, and Havakabachia B'yatirta Ale. And she started crying way too much, at least what the Gemara terms way too much. We'll see soon what the gather of this is, but she was crying too much. So Shalachla Rav Huna, so Rav Huna sent to her, you gotta be careful. He said to her, "Leitavdi hachi, don't do that. Don't you know the halacha called Meskash al Meser Yaisir Minay al Mesach Rubaicha? Do you realize what's going to happen to you? It's not kedai. Loi ashkach be. Loi ashkach be though." Says the Gemara, she didn't listen to him, and Shalach la. So he said to her again, he said to her, "This is your last warning. Itzaisa mutav. If you listen to this last warning, you're in good shape. V'loi, and if you're not going to listen, then you might as well tzivizvat lihidach. You might as well start preparing the tachrichem for the other mace, for your other child." And lemaisa mis umisukulu. What happened was that the next one died, and then it happened again, and the next one, until all of her children had died. L'saif at the levai after the end of the seventh child dying. So Amar la. So Rav Huna says to this woman, he says, "Don't think you're off the hook now. Still, timush vatal enafshach, that you should start preparing the tachrichim for yourself. If you're still crying, prepare the tachrichim for yourself." And that's taka what happened. Umesa, and she died. And the Gemara says about this. The Gemara darshens the pasuk, "Al tivku lemeis ve'al tenudulai." Don't cry for the mace, and don't give too many espedim. We darshen from here, "Al tivku lemeis." Don't cry for a mace. What does it mean? Don't cry for a mace. Really, a person's not supposed to cry. No, what it means is yaiser midai. It means don't cry. Don't go over the top with it. "Ve'al tenudulai yaiser mikashir," and don't go over the top with speaking and espedim and all that. Don't go over the top. So haketzat. So what's together? Says the Gemara, "Shleishi yamim lebechi." There are 3 days that a person's supposed to cry. V'shiva lehespin, and there's 7 days for hespin. U'shleisha magiyat l'tespiras. There's 30 days where a person's not supposed to do any sort of like ironing and haircuts. And mikan ve'elech, from then and onwards. So then Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Yatem rechmanim bo yoyser mimenu, yoyser mimeni." Now you're not bigger rechmanim than me. Even I say that adkan. That's it. You're done. Don't have more mercy than I do. I say that this is enough. Don't go over the top. And the Gemara Darshan on the Pasuk, "Bechu Bachay Lahailech," says that a person keeps crying. So Amar Rav Yehuda, "Lahailech B'lay Banim," this is going on a person who dies without children, so that's someone that's right to keep crying over him. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, "Loy Aza Lebe Evla Ela Laman Da Aza B'lay B'nei." And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he didn't like to, for somebody he was learning, he didn't like to go to Levi's too often, he didn't go to, or at least to go to the Beis Avol, to be Menachem Avol, he didn't go except for to someone who died without children. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, "Bechu Bachu Lahailech Ki Lo Yashav Now the Gemara darshins on the hemshach of the pasuk, "Ki lo yashuv oid v'ra'as eres meiladitai," that he's not going to do tshuva. Says the Gemara, "Rav Huna darshins on this, Rav Huna amer, zesh avra aveira v'shanaba." This is referring to a person who does an aveira and then he repeats it. Once a person does an aveira multiple times, so then he's not going to do tshuva. Rav Huna letamei, Rav Huna is like his lashitasai, the amr Rav Huna. Rav Huna once said that kevin sha'aver adam aveira v'shanaba. Once a person does an aveira and he repeats it, he does an aveira multiple times, so hutcherlai, it becomes mutter. Ask the Gemara, hutcherlai saltanaitach, a person who does an aveira multiple times, so now it's mutter for him to do it again? No. Says the Gemara, ela'eva nas is like a heter. What Rav Huna was saying is that if a person does an aveira and he repeats it, he keeps doing it, it becomes like it's mutter to him. It's very difficult for him to do tshuva because he then starts to view it as being mutter. And says the Gemara, Amar Blevi, Reb Levi said that Avel Shleishi Yamim Harishayim, the first 3 days of the Avelus, Yireas Atzma Kilu Cherev Unachas LeBein Shtei Yirei Chayisav. He should view it like there's a sharp knife that's sitting there between his legs. Meaning, the same way his relative died, so he has to make a din v'cheshbon for, he has to make a cheshbon and nefesh for himself because the Malach HaMavis is clearly there by the family. So the first 3 days he has to view it like that. And Mishleisha Shiva from the third day until the seventh, so the sword's not mamish between his feet, but kilu munachas like kenegda bekaren zavis. It's right across from him. It's in the corner of the room. Mikan ve'elach. Once he gets past the shiva and everything's okay, kilu everes kenegda ibashuk. So it's as if the sword went past him in the shuk. It's gone, and he could relax at least a little bit.